Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today going to be a mixture of sun and clouds, high of about 32 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, it's 19, 5 degrees in Burlington. Milwaukee is at 20, 21 in Racine. No injuries early this morning with an out-of-town driver and a car that rolled over along southbound I-94 south of Highway G in Racine County, landing on its roof. A state trooper was first on scene at about a quarter after 2, reporting the need to break a window to get the woman out. That lane of traffic was closed for the duration of the response. What caused the accident? Still under investigation. The woman, who just celebrated her 37th birthday a few days ago, found to have an expired license. A Kenosha man suffered gunshot wounds and is recovering from 2 dislocated hips from a traffic crash as he was driving himself to the hospital. Police indicate the victim was shot in the legs last night while in the 4100 block of 37th Avenue. He was in the process of taking himself to the hospital when the vehicle crashed into a tree at Baker Park. That's near 65th Street and Sheridan Road. Flight for Life was requested to come take the victim to Frederick Hospital. In the meantime, no arrest has yet been made in the shooting. A gas line accidentally broken outside of Kenosha's Millhouse Auto Body on 29th Avenue at 68th Street late yesterday afternoon and led to the only employee there at the time to evacuate and for police to close down a section of Roosevelt Road for a short amount of time. As a We Energy's troubleshooter was on the way, the fire department was able to turn off the flow of the escaping gas. That building was then checked for any high levels of gas before crews cleared that particular scene, that at 29th Avenue and 68th Street. In Caledonia last night, the Licensing and Legislative Committee was told it will not review the current ordinance that governs chickens in residential areas, which requires now at least 5 acres in proper zoning. Village Board said no to a petition by a woman who had almost a dozen chickens on her half-acre property up until recently. Trustee Kevin Wongard, who chairs that committee, noted the applicant first violated the ordinance, then came with a petition to change it. While the issue got plenty of attention, he pointed out 6 years ago.
Well, there's a violation, and somebody comes and says nobody has to worry about being offended anymore because they're sitting out at Mickner Road. I take offense to that. It's a violation of ordinance. Knowing that there was an ordinance in place, it's a violation. You're not following the law. It's not the way to get an ordinance changed. And that's where we're at.
Cindy Prattarelli relocated her 11 chickens while pointing out that this all got attention because of some roosters she initially had.
I got rid of mine. So, yes, that was the initial complaint, was that I had roosters. And I did, I admit, and I got rid of them. And my chickens are now living on a farm on Mickner Road, so nobody has to worry about being offended.
Meanwhile, Lisa Frechette wondered, well, what's the really harm with having just a few chickens?
Have they been causing problems? I mean, the lady said that it was, well, her peace of mind, but I mean, have all the neighbors around been complaining that they're, you know, in their yard or going to the bathroom or something? That, you know, I mean, I certainly understand breaking the law and all of that, but if there's no real problems, people just don't want chickens there. You know, that's one thing.
The board's vote to receive and file the petition for reviewing that ordinance was unanimous. 5 people facing charges stemming from an altercation at a Racine business on Sunday. Police called to the restaurant on Marquette Street a report of a fight, witnesses having several guns being seen. When police got there, they were told 2 men had been pointing the weapons at others in the parking lot. Investigators indicated that a woman said that she and another woman had exchanged some words at different businesses where she was jumped by 2 people. She left with her friends, went to the restaurant. That's where she says she was attacked again, suffering some minor injuries. 37-year-old Antoine Nelson, 28-year-old Jonathan Nelson, both of Springfield, Illinois, arrested and facing charges that include first-degree reckless endangerment of safety. 3 other people facing misdemeanor charges of battery, all of them appearing in court on Monday in Racine. Take note that as of 5 p.m. this afternoon, that is the deadline for you to file any necessary paperwork to be a candidate on the spring election ballot. Petitions are going to be reviewed by municipal clerk's offices for the correct minimum number of signatures. That will determine if there's a need for any primaries next month. The general election will be Tuesday, April 5th. A proposed change to Kenosha's big box ordinance got pulled from last night's city council meeting at the request of Mayor Keith Bosman, who said he won't be bringing it back before he leaves office in April. After the meeting, Bosman said he just didn't do enough to make sure there were enough votes to pass his proposed changes.
But it was close, and I didn't do enough work over the holidays to get it done, to ensure that there were enough votes.
Meanwhile, Bosman said the timing just wasn't right. He still supports the proposal, which would have allowed big box development along state highways in the city. Right now, big box stores are limited to areas west of and immediately adjacent to Green Bay Road and where similar developments are already located. Well, after a bit of a slow start, the Kenosha Council last night adopted a revised ordinance that creates the Kenosha Hometown Heroes Commission, the group to recognize members of the armed forces from the city.
This has been a long time in coming. The program is dedicated to identifying and recognizing as hometown heroes worthy men and women who have served or are currently serving United States Armed Forces, who were born in, currently reside in, or have previously resided for 10 years or more at any time in the city of Kenosha.
That's Alderman Jack Rose, who chairs the commission. In addition to quarterly awards, it'll be doled out at the council meetings. The commission will select a hometown hero of the year, that person to be recognized at the final council meeting of every year. The ordinance was approved unanimously. And Miller Coors introducing Henry's Hard Soda to compete against brands like Not Your Father's Root Beer by Pabst, Sprecher Brewing Company's Hard Rock Hard Root Beer, and Anheuser-Busch InBev's Best Damn Brewing. Henry's Hard Soda going to be available in a variety of flavors with 4.2% alcohol by volume, a national marketing campaign to be launched at the end of the month. WRJN.com is our webpage, and you can get our newscast in podcast form whenever you want. Just look in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that's our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.